The book of Philippians is one of the most persuasive epistles for my understanding of the personality of our Messiah's goal for being human, says Bishop Roscoe. Also, the book demonstrates how Jesus worshiped his Father as his God. Throughout Philippians, Apostle Paul reveals the lessons that steered his own journey on the path of a higher consciousness regarding how much the Messiah sacrificed for a lost world. This is the Avinu.info blog podcast, brought to you by our senior pastors of Living Church Ministries International, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe. Today's topic is Self-Love, Part 2. Last week, we reported on the use of idle words as self-affirmations to encourage one another in different ways. But are our self-affirmations bringing us into a self-alliance or into the submission of God's will for our lives? This is a prayer found posted on a Wiccan website, a resource for witches. God and Goddess grant me the power of water to accept with ease and grace what I can't change, the power of fire for the energy of courage to change the things I can, the power of air for the ability to know the difference, and the power of the earth for the strength to continue my path. That prayer is eerily similar to the Serenity Prayer, quoted by believers and preachers alike. Even when a good sounding phrase vibrates in our head, the words must be from the mouth of God, because Satan makes his words sound as though they are from heaven above. Matthew 12 and 36 of the Complete Word Study Bible, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Paul learned that those who are high-minded will start looking from the ground level after they have been knocked off their pedestals of arrogance. Acts 9 chapter 3 through 5 and 15 and 16 say, "As he was nearing Damascus on this mission, suddenly a bright light from heaven spotted down upon him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?' 'Who is speaking, sir?' Paul asked. And the voice replied, 'I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and await my further instructions.' But the Lord said, 'Go and do what I say, for Paul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the nations and before kings, as well as to the people of Israel, and I will show him how much he must suffer for me." Secondly, the apostle learned, as do all powerful men and women who graduate from the school of hard trials, is that those who walk with signs of heaven following them are those who started from the ground up. As for Yeshua, the King of all kings, his path took him all the way down to the underworld. In the underworld, Jesus Christ, because he was pure in heart, demonstrated total mastery over the kingdom of demons and devils. Nothing could touch him. Hell is the station where monstrosities, such as disembodied demon spirits, reside. The best way to try to understand demons is to think of computer hackers, people who take control of someone's computer. Demonic spirits may not just take over people's temperament. Sometimes a spirit's primary function is to oppress people and manifest themselves every once in a while. According to Britannica.com, the biography of Judas Iscariot states he died in AD 30, and he was one of 12 apostles, notorious for betraying Jesus. Judas's surname is more probably a corruption of the Latin Sicarius, meaning murderer or assassin, than any indication of family origin, suggesting that he would have belonged to the Sicarii, the most radical Jewish group, some of whom were terrorists. The devil did not have the power to drive Judas into betraying the Messiah. There is a lot of history with Judas one can research, for instance, in the Britannica. Let's take a couple of points, such as Judas stole from the money bag, which belonged to Christ and the disciples. Judas had planned for a better cash payoff. Please note, the majority of demonic activity has nothing to do with being spooky, but they manipulate through trauma experiences, mental challenges, damaged relations, and even by influencing God's people to become self-centered. Ephesians 4, 7 through 10 of the NLT Bible, "However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scriptures say, 'When he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people.' Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. While many saw the Apostle Paul suffering in prison for the Lord, Adonai's plan was to set Paul aside to write four epistles for the New Testament. KennethWyatt.com says, while under house arrest for 2 years in Rome, AD 61 through 62, Paul used the time to write Colossians, Ephesians, Philemon, and Philippians. 4 years. How much he must suffer? Different Bible translations speaking into the fact that Paul's suffering in prison had nothing to do with the devil, but God's wisdom of setting him aside to compose the revelations from Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Acts 9 and 16 of the NIV, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Acts 9 and 16 of the NLT, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my namesake. Acts 9, 16 of the Message Bible, and now I'm about to show him what he's in for, the hard suffering that goes with this job. Acts 9 and 16 of the Amplified Version, for I will make clear to him how much he will be afflicted and must endure and suffer for my namesake. Both Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the Apostle Paul were individuals who came from having high authority, but both were summoned to suffer for the cause of others. Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, was under Adonai's authority, while the Apostle Paul was under Jesus' jurisdiction. How many ordinary saints have been qualified for divine justification where God is ready to pour out of heaven because of what they have suffered for his namesake? Mark 16, 17 through 18 of the Amplified. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will get well. Joel 3, 1 through 4 of the Complete Jewish Bible. After this, I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And also on male and female slaves in those days, I will pour out my spirit. I will show wonders in the sky and on earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and terrible day of Adonai. Philippians 1 and 6 of the Living Bible, and I am sure that God who began the good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. Philippians 1, 12 through 14 of the Living Bible. And I want you to know this, dear brothers. Everything that has happened to me here has been a great boost in getting out the good news concerning Christ. For everyone around here, including all the soldiers over at the barracks, know that I am in chains simply because I am a Christian. And because of my imprisonment, many of the Christians here seem to have lost their fear of chains. Somehow my patience has encouraged them, and they have become more and more bold in telling others about Christ. Divine justification or great power is given to the servants who learn that the transfer of power collapses out of heaven upon them when they worship God in spite of their situations. The Holy Spirit will pour when God's sons and daughters gain victory over selfishness. Philippians 1, 20 through 22 of the Living Bible. For I live in eager expectation and hope that I will never do anything that will cause me to be ashamed of myself, but that I will always be ready to speak out boldly for Christ while I am going through all these trials here, just as I have in the past, and that I will always be an honor to Christ, whether I live or whether I must die. For to me, living means opportunities for Christ, and dying, well, that's better yet. But if living will give me more opportunities to win people to Christ, then I really don't know which is better, to live or die. Philippians 2nd chapter, 3rd through 11th verses of the Living Bible. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too, and in what they are doing. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like men. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on a cross. Yet, it was because of this that God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 4th chapter and 10 through the 14th verses of the Living Bible. How grateful I am and how I praise the Lord that you are helping me again. I know you have always been anxious to send what you could, but for a while you didn't have the chance. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to get along happily, whether I have much or little. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of contentment in every situation, whether it be a full stomach or hunger, plenty or want. For I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. But even so, you have done right in helping me in my present difficulty. Philippians 2, 12 through 13 of the Living Bible. Dearest friends, when I was there with you, you were always so careful to follow my instructions. And now that I am away, you must be even more careful to do the good things that result from being saved, obeying God with deep reverence, shrinking back from all that might displease him. For God is at work within you, helping you want to obey him, and then helping you do what he wants. Philippians 3, 7 through 11 of the Living Bible. But all these things that I once thought were worthwhile, now I've thrown them all away so that I can put my trust and hope in Christ alone. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I have put aside all else, counting it worth less than nothing, in order that I can have Christ and become one with him, no longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith, counting on Christ alone. Now I have given up everything else. I have found it to be the only way to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. So whatever it takes, I will be one who lives in the fresh newness of life of those who are alive from the dead. Philippians 3 and 17 through 21 of the Living Bible. Dear brothers, pattern your lives after mine and notice who else lives up to my example. For I have told you often before, and I say it again, now with tears in my eyes, there are many who walk along the Christian road who are really enemies of the cross of Christ. Their future is eternal loss, for their God is their appetite. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of, and all they think about is this life here on earth. But our homeland is in heaven, where our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is. And we are looking forward to his return from there. When he comes back, he will take these dying bodies of ours and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same mighty power that he will use to conquer all else everywhere. Thank you for listening in to this edition of the Avino.info blog podcast. We pray your hearts are encouraged. Please help us with a gift, for many lives are being changed worldwide by this ministry. If you'd like to mail a donation, please send to 401 Omega Street South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205, or visit avinu.info to make a secure payment with your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account. We thank you in advance for your generous donation. Walk blessed in the strong name of Jesus.